Day 313, or November the 9th. Make haste slowly. Our thoughts today are rooted in Acts chapter 21, verse 13. Then Paul answered, "Why are you weeping and breaking my heart? I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." And now the big picture surrounding this verse. Despite the pleading of many of his friends and fellow believers, Paul resolutely heads for Jerusalem, where he is arrested and tried by Governor Felix. He is kept in prison for 2 whole years, but never subjected to a proper trial. It seems Felix was trying to please the Jews whilst at the same time regularly conversing with Paul and hoping for a bribe from him, which may have aided his release. And now today's action step. There have been many times in my life when I have come across people who were so convinced of the future action required in their own lives that nothing and no one will shake them. I honestly don't remember experiencing many times like that, but looking back, there have been some. The rule for me is questioning and stepping out gingerly. There are many examples in the Bible of God's leaders being firm and decisive in their service, but I am convinced that these are shining beacons in lives that are otherwise the same as ours. Paul is certain in our verse today, but whatever happens to him, he is a character who moves on, and when God makes it clear to him to change direction, he does so, and then continues moving on. His secret was to keep moving, sometimes fast and sometimes slow, but he kept on progressing with God's hand, gently guiding him when required. If you are grappling with something in your life about which you are unsure, please don't think you're the only one. Most of us are in this situation most of our lives. Don't wallow in inactivity, but trustingly move on irrespective of speed or lack of progress. Even if we need to be redirected occasionally, remember, God loves a cheerful mover.